Man, farting in the shower is the worst, isn't it? Like many of you, I'm sure, I'm a guy that likes the smell of his own farts, but I farted in the shower the other day, and that was a little too intense even for me. I was like, man, this is why God gave us pants. It was so bad I actually had to get out of the shower. I was having that bad a time. And it's really hard to have a bad time when you're drinking a beer and masturbating. I don't know. I like dogs, but I don't really like the small, stupid ones, like your Pomeranians and your pugs. I was at my buddy's place the other day, and he has a pug, and I was sitting there eating pizza, and he came and sat next to me, just kind of drooling and making that pug noise. I don't even think he wanted any pizza. He just seemed to be staring at me, wondering, why am I here? And I didn't know what to tell him. I mean, to my knowledge, it's very difficult to create a new breed of dog, meaning that there was some dog breeder that was like, I don't want my dog to be faster or stronger or smarter. I want it to look more like a pug. And that's the culmination of your life's work, that pug staring back at you. And you're like, perfect. Absolutely perfect. No more breeding necessary. So I've been touring the world a little bit with my hip hop trio, the 3G Network. You might have heard of us. We do a pretty raw cover of Under the Sea. I was in Australia and I got a little too drunk for my own good. I was so drunk they wouldn't let me in the casino. The lady said to my buddy, "You're all right, but your mate can't go in. Looks like he's got a little case of the stumbly wumblies." And by she said that, I mean that I like to say she said that when I retell the story because I think it's funny and adorable. And I was retelling the story in such a manner several nights later at a party to another American. He's like, "Oh, a case of the stumbly wumblies, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's what they say over here in Australia when you get too drunk." Of course, immediately from behind me, I hear, "Well, I've lived in Australia all my life, mate, and I've never heard anybody say anything like that." And then he said, "A woozly woozle, a didgeridoo on the heffalump, down the bumblebee chute with you then." Because that's what Australians say when they're upset because you've insulted their culture. Thank you.